You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Alex Dunn, Paddy Aspel and Kevin O'Malley in the studio. We have racing on the turf at Redcar, a couple of all-weather meetings as well in the afternoon, Lingfield and Southwell. More turf racing in the evening from Musselburgh, all-weather action again at Chelmsford City and racing over in Ireland from Clonmel, so plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton, joined in the studio by Andrew Mounts.
Hello, Mr. Mark, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well indeed. Big week of racing, isn't it? Back end of the week becomes very, very good. First couple of classics of the season, the Guineas. We're going to have a little chat about that. Also another race that's caught Andrew's eye at Newmarket on Saturday. And then we'll get stuck into the action coming up on Thursday. But this time of year is always great, isn't it? You get that lovely mix of top-class flat racing, bit of summer jumping coming back as well. All-weather racing, there really is. It's just one of those time of years where you can just find something for everybody in every code kind of thing.
That's right, and now we've got the bulk of the peak jump season out of the way. Cheltenham's gone, Aintree and the Grand National are behind us.
And yes. We
had a brilliant Punchestown Festival, but that's finished, so now we can concentrate on the flats. You know, we've had the Lincoln, we've had the Craven meeting. They really haven't excited yet. But now we're getting into the big stuff, and we've got the first two classics of the season on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, really looking forward to Guineas weekend. It's always spectacular, of course, at Newmarket over this weekend, and stars of the future emerge in the classics. We'll talk about those in a little bit, but just want to get your thoughts on one of the other races that you have an opinion in for Saturday at Newmarket, the Palace House Stakes, a big sprint coming up on the card there. Havana Grey 4-1, Declaration of Peace 5-1, Alpha Delfini 6-1 with Killag Rock, Mab's Cross is 6-1, Murillo 6-1, 10-1 for Judicial and Ornate, and 12-1 are bigger prices for the others as the market stands at the moment. What's got your eye on there?
Yeah, good race this one. I quite like Alpha Delfini for Brian Smart. I actually bet him in this race last season, but unfortunately he was stuck out wide in stall 2. That day it helped to be drawn high towards the stand side rail, which is often favoured at Newmarket on the Roly Mile. The first three home were drawn 12, 11 and 14, and of course Marsha won that race. And he did really well that day to finish 8th of the 15 runners. And he was running on his seasonal debut as well, so perhaps the race was just needed. And he went close second time out in a Group 2 at Haydock when 14-1, finishing a three-quarter of a length third behind Priceless. And this time he's had a prep race. He ran at Musselburgh in a conditions race, finishing a close second on the 31st of March. And it's a race that Brian Smart's done well in. He won this with Captain Gerard back in 2008. He also won it with Tangerine Trees in 2011. He likes good fast ground, so if the weather forecast is correct, it should have dried out sufficiently by Saturday. And with a kinder draw this year, I think Alpha Delfini could be the one. I think he's around about 6-1 with us, anti-post.
Yes, he is 6-1 in that market. Trying to follow in the footsteps, or hoofprints if you prefer, of Tangerine Trees, who wore these same colours and is related to him as well, isn't he, of course. So that will be interesting. Some real nice sprinters have won that as well. You know, you look at Soul Power and Marsha and stuff in the past. It's a real good race, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
So we've got that to look forward to, but eyes will be on the 2000 Guineas, of course, on Saturday. That will be the main focus. And Gustav Klimt is the 2-1 market leader for Aidan O'Brien. Shami Heffernan is going to take the ride on Gustav Klimt, with Ryan Moore heading to the States. Saxon Warrior is 4-1. Massar 9-2. Ella Cam is 5-1. 8-1 for Expert Eye. Roaring Lion is 16s with US Navy flag. James Garfield, who will now be the ride of Frankie Dettori, given that John Gosden's other potential runner without parole is now going to miss the race. It's 25-1 or bigger prices for the rest. I suppose we should mention the John Gosden Frankie thing. It would be an upset, really, I suppose, given the market, if they were to go on and win, given that his first string, if you like, is going to miss the race.
That's right. It would be A bit of a strange one, that one. But Aidan O'Brien is the usual starting point.
Yes.
Where it, when it comes to the 2,000 guineas.
Did he win eight 2,000 guineas or something like that?
I believe so. And there was a very interesting stats produced by James Pyman in the Racing Post the other week regarding the preparation for Aidan O'Brien 2,000 guineas runners. Those that have had a run during the current season don't fare so well, just one win from 10 starts. But those that come here on their seasonal debuts, six winners from 32 and a profit to level stakes. So that recent run factor could count against the current favourite, Gustav Klimt, who of course won a listed race at Leopardstown last month on his comeback. Saxon Warrior, on the other hand, is coming here first time out. He's three from three, current favourite for the Derby. It's possible that the Racing Post trophy winner will need a longer trip, obviously, and he might be the kind of horse who ends up winning the Derby after finishing sort of third or fourth in the Guineas, staying on well, which is often the case. But I think of the two, though, at the prices, 4-1 Saxon Warrior and 2-1 Gustav Klimt, I'd prefer Saxon Warrior to his stablemate. Although in this race, I'm certainly going to be throwing a few quid at Hagerman for James Tate, 50-1 at the moment. This is a horse who's shown really real good attitude since switched to front running tactics, winning twice and then finishing second by a neck in Group 2 company and third to James Garfield on his comeback in the Greenham at Newbury the other day. He wasn't beaten far, around about three quarters of a length, and he raced on the slowest part of the track as well. He was more towards the far side, the faster ground seemed to be on the stand side, and it was also difficult to make the running that day, and Hagerman tried that tactic, didn't quite work, but when he was headed he again stayed on, showing a really willing attitude. And I think the step up to a mile could suit. So on a track that often favours pace, perhaps Hagerman can go well from the front at 50-1.
Big price, 50-1 then, Hagerman, top end of the market. Andrew prefers Saxon Warrior over stablemate Gustav Klimt. So that's the big race for the Colts on Saturday. I was going to say Tuesday. God knows where I got Tuesday from. Onto the Sunday feature, the one for the fillies, the 1,000 guineas. Happily is the 5-2 favourite, 6-1 for Soliloquy. I Can Fly is 7-1, 15-2 Lorraine. Wild Illusion is 8-1, 12-1 Dan's Dream. Alt In Order is 14s with Aninarium. It's 16-1 or bigger prices for the remainder. And as always, Aidan O'Brien seems to have a pretty strong hand here again.
Yeah, and again, this is this was also mentioned in James Pyman's Racing Post article. It's the opposite regarding prep races for the 1,000 guineas where Aidan O'Brien is concerned. When they come here on their seasonal debuts, they've just won once from 17 starts. But if you'd back those who'd had a run during the current season, you would have made a few quid. And just bringing up the stats for that, he's 2 from 10 in those circumstances, plus £26 to a £1 level stake. So, there's often sort of second or even third string. Winter was 9-1 when winning last year, and Homecoming Queen was 25-1 when successful in 2012. So we look at O'Brien's two runners here. We've got a favourite who's coming here off a break, which has been a negative stat, and I Can Fly, 7-1, who had a prep run recently, finishing third to Who's Steph in a Group 3 at Leopardstown. So again, just applying these James Pyman stats, I think I'll go for I Can Fly over Happily in this one.
I Can Fly then, the selection. So you're pretty much siding with Aidan O'Brien's second strings, really, for the weekend, and those people that are furious that Aidan O'Brien has more than one runner in a race and go mental when they're second string wins, they're gonna explode this weekend.
That's right. And I was speaking to Seb Sanders as well regarding Charlie Appleby's runners, and yes. Seb, obviously a colleague on William Hill Radio who also rides work for Godolphin, and he's saying that Wild Illusion had wintered really well in Dubai and sparkled in the Gallop recently, but Soliloquy, the other Charlie Appleby runner, has also been reportedly going well and looks a picture according to Seb. So it's not going to be easy for O'Brien to dominate this one, perhaps.
No, maybe not. And of those that you mentioned there, Soliloquy, the shortest of those in the market at 6-1 from the Godolphin runners. Let's move on from there. That's what we've got to look forward to at the weekend, of course. Do make sure you join us on William Hill Racing Radio for all of the action at Newmarket this weekend. But we do have racing to look forward to coming up on Thursday, of course, and we're going to get a couple of selections out from Andrew. The first of them comes at Redcar in the final race on their card, the 5.10. It's a handicap over just short of a mile. And we've got a field of 12 set to go to post for this. So perhaps we might get a nice each-way shape to the race. What do you like in there, Andrew?
Yeah, this is not the strongest contest. It's a one-mile class 6, three-year-old handicap for those rated 0 to 60. And generally the best tactic on the straight course at Redcar is low-drawn, prominent races. And the one that sticks out from store one is Thundercloud, a filly trained by Scott Dixon. Now, her recent form is hardly inspiring. She was last of 12 in first-time cheap pieces when 40-1 at Southall on her final start last year. But the key here is the switch to a handicap at Redcar. Now, if you backed all Scott Dixon's handicappers at Redcar over the years, 5 winners from 36 runners, 14%, and a profit of £50.25 to a £1 level stake. Now, it's very interesting to see Richard Kingscote riding this as well. Kingscote is a jockey who's got a reputation for being good from the front, a bit like Joe Fanning. So when you see a sort of small yard book Kingscote, it often means they're going to try and make their running on this particular on a particular horse. Now, he's only ridden 2 handicappers for Scott Dixon before. One of them, Wim Baldsley, was third at 18-1 at Wolverhampton when making the running. And the other one was only 6th at Chester, but we had the worst of the draw and again made the running. So I think we can see Thundercloud, you know, booted into the lead here, and I think we could get her a good run for our money at what should be a decent price. Looking at the Racing Post forecast, she's forecasted 8-1.
All right, nice price then potentially about Thundercloud. That's the selection for Andrew in that 5-10 at Redcar, and we move on to the 7.50 at Chelmsford City next. This is a fillies handicap over 6 furlongs, a class 3 event, and I suppose the one to start with here may well be Tyrania for William Haggas and James Doyle, given that she was last seen in listed company, didn't disgrace herself there either, only beaten just short of 2 lengths. She's a winner in this grade in the past, and she's also finished 2nd in a higher grade at Pontefract as well. So in terms of running in this grade, she should have a big chance.
That's right, but it is her all-weather debut, and she did get beaten first time out at 2, so you know, maybe this will be needed, and you know, she'll be going on to better things after a sort of comeback, perhaps finishing 2nd, 3rd, or 4th. That's my hope in this race anyway. And I'm going to side with small field expert Rosina, number 3 on the card. Now, this is a filly, like many of her sex, who prefer small fields. They don't like fighting for room in big fields, particularly against colts and geldings. So the fact she's in a filly's handicap in a small field is ideal. She's won 6 times in her life, every single time in a field of 9 or fewer runners, including a 5 furlong Chelmsford win in December. Now, her sire is Showcasing, a sire with a fantastic record on Polytrack. And if you just backed all this one's progeny on the 4 Polytrack courses, 56 winners from 347 runners, 16%, and a profit of £67.12 to a £1 level stake. You make a profit on all 4 courses. So Rosina, not ideally drawn in a 6 of 7. Even in a small field, I'd rather be drawn low. But she tends to be held up. So Rab Haviland can just tuck her inside towards that favoured inside rail. And I think you can forgive her last time out defeat at Southall, where she didn't cope with the 5%.
So we're going with Rosina then in that 7.50. So Rosina along with Thundercloud of the pair, which would be your stronger opinion, or which do you fancy most?
I think I'd go for Thundercloud.
Okay. Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andrew. Been a pleasure as always. Good luck and enjoy the racing this... Well, I'd say enjoy the racing this weekend. I know it happened to know it's your anniversary, so you're doing other things?
Yeah, that's right. So I shall be otherwise engaged, and we'll just have to have a sneaky look at my phone every now and again to see what's been winning at Newmarket.
Just sneak the headphones down your jumper and then tune into William Hill Racing Radio for the guineas.
There speaks a man in a relationship.
Good stuff, Andrew. It's been good again. We've got racing coming up on Thursday, then you can hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:50 PM. Alex Dunn, Paddy Aspel and Kevin O'Malley are the team in the studio. Lingfield, Redcar and Southwell in the afternoon. Musselburgh, Chelmsford and Clonmel throughout the evening. Do join them for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.